Chapter 16, Lion and Leopard. We now come to that majestic and beautiful animal, the lion, a colored picture of which is on the cover, and most of you will have seen them in the zoo. How well it has been called the king of the beasts. How noble it seems as it paces to and fro, or looks upon you with its searching eyes. And when it opens its mouth to roar and shows you its dreadful teeth, what terror it strikes in man and beast alike that come within its reach. But ought we not rather to say, how great is that God who made the lion what it is? He spake and it was done, and the lion came forth as well as other beasts, but the lion is the strongest of them all. See Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 30. Now we shall see that the king of beasts is sometimes used in the Bible in connection with the kings of the earth. The kings of the children of Israel came of the tribe of Judah, and when Jacob spoke about his sons as he was dying, he said that Judah was a lion's whelp or cub, and that he couched down as a lion does to catch its prey. Then you will find that the Lord Jesus is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and he is the King of Kings. Then again, when Solomon was made king, they sat him on a throne with six steps, on each of which there were two lions. Of course, these were not real lions, but they were made or covered with gold and helped to make the royal throne. But there are some interesting stories in the Bible about the lion. One you will remember was connected with Samson, that strong man who was one of the judges of Israel. There came a young lion, and it roared against him. But Samson tore it to pieces as if it had been a little kid. When afterwards he came to the body of the dead lion, he found a swarm of bees in it, and he took their honey to eat. Then Samson made a riddle about the lion and the honey, and no one could tell him what was the meaning of it. When David was a lad and looked after his father's sheep, there came a lion and took away a lamb out of the flock. But David went after the lion and caught hold of its beard and slew it, so that the poor little lamb was rescued. Then afterwards, you know, young David offered to fight Goliath, the Philistine giant. But King Saul told David he could not fight the giant, as he was only a youth. But David said that the Lord who delivered him from the lion would also deliver him out of the hand of this Philistine. So Saul let him go, and you know how God was with David, so that he slew the giant with a sling and a stone. Then there was that good man Daniel. He was one of the Jews that were taken captive to Babylon, and the king Nebuchadnezzar made him one of the great men in Babylon. Later on, the Persians took Babylon, and Darius was their king. Now the princes were jealous of Daniel, and they set a trap for him. They got the king to say that anyone who prayed to someone besides the king was to be cast into the den of lions. Daniel knew this, and yet he was not afraid to pray still to the God of Israel, which he did three times a day. So the princes came and told the king Darius, and he had to keep his word and cast Daniel to the lions. But the king was very sorry and could not sleep, and early in the morning he came to the lion's den and called to Daniel. How glad he was to hear Daniel's voice and to know that he was safe, for God sent his angel to shut the lion's mouths so that they did him no harm. Then the king commanded the princes to be cast to the lions instead, and they were all destroyed. How great we see is the power of God to deliver those who pray to him and desire to obey him. But there is one who is called a roaring lion, who goes about seeking whom he may devour. This is the devil, who is called Satan. He is that crooked serpent who came to Adam and Eve and tempted them to eat the fruit which God said they were not to touch. Ever since then, he has been going about to tempt people to do wrong, and how we do need to watch and pray, lest we should fall into any of his temptations. Then there were leopards spoken of in the Bible. These are not so large as the lions, but are very swift and cunning, and jump from their hiding places upon their prey. Their beautiful skins are covered with dark spots, and this is used to show what a dreadful thing sin is. It is in our hearts and lives, and we cannot get rid of it any more than the leopard can change its spots, or a black man change his skin. What a mercy it will be if we are brought to feel this and to seek the blood of Jesus Christ, which alone can cleanse us from our sins. Now see if you can find in the 49th chapter of Genesis where Judah is called a lion, and in the 5th chapter of the Revelation where Jesus is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Then the account of Solomon's throne is in the 1st of Kings, chapter 10. The story of Samson is in the 14th chapter of Judges, of David in the 17th chapter of the 1st of Samuel, and of Daniel in his 6th chapter. The devil is spoken of as a roaring lion in the 1st of Peter, chapter 5, and the leopard and his spots in the 13th chapter of Jeremiah.